Let me ask you one question about the future.
Well, sure,
are we a one-world government by then, or are we still
autonomous?
Well,
actually, we go through a range. There is, in my past lives, future lives revealed book, I talk about the gradation, shall we say, of the of what happens over the centuries. Basically, what happens is that we do become, we have what's called the Western Federation of Nations and the Eastern Alliance in about 200 years, which are democratic, and the world is sort of like divided in half. And then there is, by the end of the 24th century, there is a one democratic, very democratic world government that lasts for about 200 or 300 years. But then we go back again to the split of the East and West, still with democracy. So there isn't this new world order mentality. You don't have to worry about that, and it's not going to be the Illuminati taking over the world. That's not going to happen, okay? I mean, they try, and maybe there are certain financial things they control for a while, but eventually the governments are going to be far more democratic, and the power plays, the shadow government people, the Bilderbergs and trilaterals, won't exist in the future. So you don't have to worry about that.
Perfect. Perfect.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that good news?
It is great news.
Now, what I'd like to just quickly describe is this is a woman who came to me several years ago. I call her Sasha, not her real name. And she wanted to know what was her very first life on the earth.
Okay? Really?
Yeah, she wanted. That's all she cared about. She didn't care about anything else.
Her very first life.
Very first incarnation. So we did a regression, and this is what we found out. During Sasha's regression, she described herself as a being of pure light. She informed me that her source was green. In other words, she was a green ball of light. She lived in another galaxy many light years from the Earth, and her position in that society was to monitor the selection of her people who were to travel to less evolved planets like the Earth. And in fact, the Earth was one of the most popular planets she dealt with. She was particularly stressed about her work, and she felt very insecure concerning her ability to properly evaluate her fellow light sources for their respective assignments. Many errors were made during her negligence. She wasn't a very good employee. And my questioning was interrupted several times by Sasha's supervisor, who was also a beam of light, who would not allow her to communicate with me at times. So it was a very difficult regression. Sasha eventually was severely disciplined for her negligence and was placed in a type of room, and I put quotation marks when I say room. This was more of a fifth-dimensional magnetic field. The room consisted of various pulsating life forms. Sasha's superiors and judges, of course, were there, as well as these black voids throughout which pulsating life forms could come and go as they pleased. Okay, the bottom line of all this was that Sasha was confined to a type of force field during her trial. The result of her case was that she was judged to be grossly incompetent, and as punishment, her source was demoted to yellow, all right? She was banished from her planet, and she was sent to Earth, where she occupied a primitive human body. And that was the beginning of her karmic cycle. Isn't that interesting?
It is. It is amazing what you find from people.
Now, so by the way, I've done life people regressions before. They represent a very small percentage, maybe 1% or 2% of regressions. And they're very difficult to do. It's almost like you feel like you're talking to somebody in a bubble.
Yeah.
They're very censored. It's almost like the Chinese government, okay? they don't select Dalai Lamas, though.
And by the way, I wanted you to... Yeah, I did get a few emails from people who think you support the Chinese government.
Oh, no.
And I said, no.
What I said was the only time my entire life I ever agreed with him was because I don't want the Dalai Lama to avoid and subrogate the system of reincarnation to a point of success. But believe me, I like Chinese food, but I don't like the government.
Right, even though you understand why he's doing what he's doing.
I understand, right, yeah. Okay. But you know, you can rationalize a lot of things in life, but this is one thing that should not be rationalized. By the way, going into the future, we talk about, the future, the 50th century. Here's an example how you can use progression to actually overcome bereavement. I was working with this gentleman who, his 18-year-old daughter was killed right in front of his house by a drunken teenager.
Oh, God.
And he had two daughters. This was the oldest daughter and his favorite daughter, okay? So this guy was in major depression for months. He came to see me, and I said, look, let's do a future life progression. Let's see what's going to happen. So what happens is, in the 22nd century, when you're Dexter Monterey, by the way, I don't know if he listens to you.
The international talk
yes,
show.
Right, the international, global, right. Okay, he becomes a scientist, and he's on like a spacecraft. He's doing some research, and his granddaughter is with him. He's a scholar, and his granddaughter... is actually the reincarnation of the daughter that he lost in this life.
Uh-huh.
So when I called him Lloyd. When Lloyd was able to perceive this and go through a very emotional, very positive experience here, He now says, you know, he says, I do believe the soul is eternal. And he says, and he overcame his depression. He went back to work and, you know, he did his thing. So here's an example of how going into the future, not only is this not dangerous, of course we do regressions and progressions in our dream cycle almost every night, but this is something where you can actually literally save people's lives, or let's just say better their lives, and it's kind of a fun thing.